Okay, welcome back to our series with Erica, Guts by Erica. I love the name of this. So, Erica, in the episode where we met you, you were talking about, as you work with people one-on-one and in your programs, that your three pillars are sleep. I love that you say this. Actually, you start with food. Food is medicine. Sunlight is information, which I think I know what you mean, but I can't wait to hear more about that. And then sleep heals, which I absolutely agree with. So many people come to me with sleep issues, hoping that an essential oil, a natural remedy will help them. And it absolutely does. But so much of what you're going to talk about today is going to also help them so much. So let's dive deep into a couple of the things that we can do to promote this and a couple things that we're doing that are hindering our results. So
Okay, I love this. That's
thank
a great, great question. I will preface the whole Guts by Erica. It was going to be Bodies by Erica at some point because everybody would finish the, one of the programs and be like, "Oh my gosh, now we all have bodies like by Erica." I was like, "Yes, but it's not all about that. Yes, your physical and the weight is important, but what I found myself was that when I started focusing on the gut microbiome, I was able to forget about all of these food things that I had in my mind that were so necessary. I was focusing on macronutrients and micros and counting your calories and did you exercise enough and all this stuff. When I started this, it was more of a, I'm sick and my husband is sick and I have to get better. And so I really focused on the gut microbiome. And because of my past experience with my relationship with food, I really started treating my gut microbiome how I treated my children. So I started feeding them and nurturing them. And the results were like, oh my gosh, I'm eating 3 times a day and I'm losing weight and I'm losing inches and I'm so less inflamed. And all of a sudden I was like, man, it literally felt like magic. So when I say food is medicine, it really healed me because it healed my microbiome because I was focusing on it. But it also allowed me the freedom to heal my relationship with food because all of a sudden I knew that it wasn't just my brain thinking about it, it was my gut microbiome that was sending all of that information. So let's go really quick and a little bit deeper into that. There is something called the gut-brain connection, and there is this little channel, it's a nerve channel, it's called from your vagus nerve, and it goes from your brain into your intestines. And if you think about this as like a highway and information is going up and down this highway, there is one lane that goes from your brain to your intestines. And there are 7 lanes that go from your intestines to your. So you're getting 7 to 1 times more information from here going up than here going down. And there's several reasons that are pretty obvious for that, right? Like we have trillions of bacteria in our microbiome. So there's a lot of information that needs to be passed on, and it's very important information that we would never get because we live in this body. It's almost like we don't live in the environment. It's like our outside lives in our environment and then tells the inside of us what's going on. So that is extremely important. And once this channel, once you recognize that it wasn't me that wanted the donuts, it was that if I changed what was in here, I would crave the broccoli and I would enjoy the broccoli. I just never knew that. And so switching that was very important. And then on top of that, now my gut microbiome is happier. It's balancing my hormones. It's producing dopamine. It's producing serotonin. Guess what? Now I'm not sad. So all of those things are extremely important when it talks to food. So if we go into what 2 things are really good food-wise to eat, for your gut microbiome and for your overall health, I would say fermented foods is one of the most important foods that you can add. And it is more beneficial than adding a probiotic because these cultures are going to be live and they're going to be from your environment, especially if you're making them yourself. That would be the best. So you're getting, whatever is around you, you're getting the proper information in that way. So when you're buying fermented foods, I'll put a little caveat here. Make sure that when you're going to the store, you're buying them cold. Cold fermented foods. Those are going to be the best because that means that they haven't been processed. You're going to have the most bang for your for those. So stick with those. All right. So fermented foods and start
So
slow.
I think of Obviously sauerkraut, but can you give us a
Yes.
couple examples?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm talking here about sauerkraut. I'm talking about kimchi. My favorite is a company called Kraut, and they do this beet kraut, which is beets and carrots. And oh my gosh, I absolutely love it. I'm not a huge fan of sauerkraut per se, although I'm trying a couple brands soon to see if I like it. But beet kraut is like my absolute favorite. And as a lady during my menstrual cycle, when I'm menstruating, I love having beet kraut because it's going to replace a lot of the iron and all those things. So yes. And
What store have you found that?
sprouts.
Sprouts, okay.
Yes. And then I also like Vance kimchi. I did not like any of this stuff before. Again, so start slow, even if you don't, it's because you don't have the right guys. Eventually you'll kind of create it and then you start craving it. And when you put it in your mouth, it's like, oh my gosh, I love this.
And how
And
do
you
you
don't
eat,
even.
like, what is kimchi and how do you really eat it?
So kimchi it'll be different things, but it's usually like Chinese cabbage, and they'll have cabbage and carrots, and there's a pepper or something they have in there that makes it a little spicy. I love it with eggs, and I love kimchi on tacos. On fish tacos, it's so good. Just a little spice to some stuff. Or sometimes I will prepare a lot of like ground meat or a lot of chicken for the week for me to have, for easy lunches. And it's just a good thing to just add on top. Adds flavor and it's just really good.
Oh, good. Okay, thank you. I always wondered that.
Yeah. And if you don't want to go with something like that, there's also liquids that you can do. So kefir or kefir, however you want to call it. And then yogurt, obviously, is going to be good as well. Always plain, all the stuff plain. And then kombucha, raw kombucha, unless you're making it at home and you're adding flavor. Those are all great fermented foods.
I love kombucha. Do you have a favorite brand of yogurt? Because I feel like I hear from especially so many older clients that think that they're eating their yogurt and it's so much sugar and it's not exactly what we're talking about.
Every single time you're going to go with yogurt, you have to go with plain yogurt. I would prefer it be like grass-fed or A2, but as long as it's plain, that's good to start with. And then you can, of course, if you're like just starting, you can add a little bit of honey to it. You could add a little flaxseed to make it kind of taste a little nuttier. You could put a couple of fruits in it if you would like. But if you just have like a spoonful, which again, food is medicine, right? So if you're starting with the stuff, a spoonful of medicine is literally what you need. And you can just have that 3 times a day. Because if you're eating it as medicine, then you're not eating it. It's like a treat. Like everybody, we all think that food needs to be always a treat. And that's just not the case. Even though it can be, and food is delicious and it should be enjoyed, food is medicine as well. So just a spoonful of something is enough.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Thank you. Okay. So the first food is fermented foods. What's another good one?
All right, let's see. Another good food, it would be, I would say protein, clean protein. And I think because, and fats. I almost cannot put protein in there without fat. I'm sorry.
I
I
know.
just
Yeah. It's like asking you to pick between your children. You're like, oh, I don't know what to give next.
Yes, it is. But I will say protein and fat because as women, we're eating a lot less fat than we should, A. And but B, also there is this whole protein movement. We've kind of talked about this and I have this whole thing with it. But what I have found is that the most important thing with protein is that you do make allowance in your budget to buy high quality meat. Okay. When you do that, your protein amounts are more than likely going to reduce because it's expensive. And so when you're comparing apples to apples, is it an ancestral brand blend of a ground beef is going to be so much better than just traditional ground meat from processed farm. So if I have only a quarter of that, I'm still getting better nutrition, better medicine than I would from half a pound of the other one. So high quality meat is definitely worth budgeting for. And again, you might find that that limits your protein and it probably puts you in a better place. I'm sorry, it's an unconventional recommendation nowadays, but that's okay. So protein and then fats. Oh my gosh, avocados, eat avocados, coconut oil, extra virgin olive oil. Again, it's medicine. If you are not doing a tablespoon of olive oil or coconut oil, MCT oil, start doing that and let me know how you feel in about a week.
I always tell people, we make sure that babies get healthy fats for their brains, and I can tell that immediately just on my energy level, on my thought processing, especially if I have it in the morning. It makes such a huge difference. So give us the perfect meal of the day. Pick breakfast, lunch, or dinner, whatever you could pick.
Oh,
Putting you on the spot.
always, always. No, the best. Yeah, this one will add. But the best thing meal that you can work on is your breaking fast meal. Regardless of when it is, that's the absolute most important meal of the day. And it's not because you're going to fill it with Kellogg's, which is what they told you to do, or with oatmeal, all that stuff. The reason is because that is your best foot forward for the rest of the day. And so you want to make sure that you start it off right. You want to be with high fat, high protein that morning and some vegetable in there or some fermented food. So you're giving yourself an opportunity to burn the food slowly, right? Instead of getting that quick crash. And so that will allow you to extend your meal and it'll also maintain your glucose level rather than spike it. So anti-aging tip right there. Every time we spike, we age. So we want to remain young. So keep that way. And so you'll be satisfied for longer, but also you want to feed the gut microbiome. A lot of people will forget about doing this. They'll have three eggs and five baked or five sausages and whatever it is, and all of a sudden there's just no fiber in there. And so these guys, the trillions of bacteria that like the fiber, are gonna be screaming for food. So you're still gonna feel hunger probably earlier than you could have.
Yeah, I love how you said that, to think of taking care of your gut microbiome like you would your children. I did an episode one time, like, treat yourself how you would treat your newborn baby. You wouldn't not let your baby sleep or not feed your baby or make it run all day and not rest. Like, when we start thinking of caring for ourselves the same way, it's like huge.
Absolutely.
Okay, so two foods to avoid.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so the first one, and I know everybody always says this one, but it is really important. That's sugar. Any sugar, I'm sorry, but coconut sugar is the same, does the same thing. And an excess of fruits will also do the same thing. It's actually a little sneakier because fructose will go straight to your liver. And so it's a little bit more dangerous in that sense. And agave does the same thing. Do not walk into agave. It's a trap. do I say I don't ever eat sugar or don't ever do it? No, I'm just saying that that's one of the things you really want to be cautious about. And you want to use those tricks about eating them at the end of the meal. And, obviously honey would be a better than just white sugar, but because of the fact that it might have all of the antivirals and it has the environment, especially if it's local and it's raw, it does have some benefits, but the effect on your glucose spike will be the same as with the other one. And it'll feed the same sort of bacteria in that. It's just that it balances it out very a lot better. So there's things that we can do to do sugar, but just plain old sugar, like if you're having Dunkin' Donuts coffee with a donut, it's gonna go straight to the bad guys and they will like it and they will scream for it again. And so will your blood sugar. It will scream at you.
Yep, you think of it as making you gain weight, but it's actually aging you at the same time. So that is, it's, yeah, for sure.
And then the second one, I think a lot of people might expect me to say processed foods. And yes, okay, I think that's kind of obvious, so I'm not gonna go there. I'm going to go with oats and corn.
What is
So,
up with this overnight oats craze?
So it's been a while that it's been around. It just hasn't become very popular. People weren't quite as, I think it was tabooed. It was closed up because there's a big industry for this. But what I have been saying for years now is that, and because of the inflow stuff that I did at the beginning, who I was exposed to, what I've researched, and it is true that oats are A, bad for your gut microbiome. They're high in lectins, and so they will cause a leaky gut. And B, the other reason why corn and oats and even soy is not good for you is because they're spraying it with glyphosate. I don't care if it's organic. The label of something that is organic means it wasn't grown under with organic or with pesticides, right? But it is still allowed for a company to spray glyphosate or whatever it is they're calling it nowadays to dry the actual oats. So in order to get that process, I'll get those plants to actually dry, you can use these pesticides and you don't have to claim them. And on top of that, even when you're in an organic place where you're always going to get the residue from the farm next door. So even at that, even when we're buying organic, which is a better option, but we always have to remember that we're always getting it. There's not one person in the world right now that doesn't have it. There are people that have lower concentrations, but the US is super high on it. So I think for me, I don't need oats because I can have other things that will do the same for me. And I'm eliminating the glyphosate in introduction from my diet, absolutely that way. Corn is sort of the same thing. It is, there's a lot of corn that you just, it's hard to find non-GMO corn. And you're going to get some glyphosate in it. And it's also high in lectins, and the sugar of it is going to be pretty high for gut microbiome. So I actually stay away from those two things the most, even though I kind of reintroduce other things that initially I might have taken away. Those two I really stay away. Plus, why oat milk? I don't get the oat milk thing. So.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah, that's good. Well, and then if you're avoiding corn, when you start to look at what corn is actually in, it's going to keep you out of the processed foods for the most part.
Yes, and if you look at what where you want ha oats, you're gonna be out of processed foods
Yeah,
as well.
exactly.
I love that you brought that in.
Okay, so moving to sunlight. Couple things to do and a couple things not to do. Thank you for the food part.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so sunlight was something that I wasn't necessarily aware of until I moved to Florida. And as I said, if you heard the first episode, hopefully, my story was that my last leg that was taken off was sleep. And I just struggled after my children with the insomnia. I actually took half of the lowest dose Xanax or something eventually because I just could not get myself to sleep. And I didn't want to take sleeping medication because that's a different episode. And so I did that, and I did that for like a month and a half or 3 months. And I finally, my body was relaxed enough that it slept. And so I started at least sleeping 5 hours a night after that, after I was able to do that. And I kind of continued with that. I struggled with it for a while. I would get five, six at the most. And then I moved to Florida. And of course, as I said, my husband and I were battling with some chronic issues. And so I was doing all of it. I was pushing myself to do it all. So I was walking outside or running. Actually, at that point, I was running. And so I was getting a lot more sun. And guess what? My sleep got better. Now, when I couldn't go to sleep was because my lower back was hurting so bad. But I actually got to sleep better, and I started looking more into it when I was researching everything else. And all of a sudden, I started looking at doctors like Dr. Courtney Hunt and how she was talking about you have to watch sunrise and you watch what sunset. And all of a sudden, I was like, oh, the red, yellow, orange, green, all of this stuff, this RGB actually means something, and it's telling my body something. And was reminded of, you know, the chiasmatic bundle and what it's doing. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, when I was studying all this stuff, nobody told me that that was actually communicating with the gut brain axis because nobody was talking about it. Do I have to say how long ago that was?
Nope.
Okay, good. So, you know, then I started realizing, okay, I cannot text message my gut microbiome and tell it it's 6 o'clock. I'm pretty sure I saw in this science book that at 6:30 we should be pooping. So let's go. But what I recognize is that when I walk outside and I'm out for a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, however much I can be, I don't have to tell it that. I don't have to stress about it. I don't have to do any of those things because the things start happening. It's already been developed for millennia. These bacteria have been reading rays and knowing what to do. And we've absorbed them. And then we've created this bundle that exchanges the information. And also that when we expose ourselves to sunrise, that actually is going to give us better sleep because it starts this cycle so that at night you can produce melatonin. So I did not know that, but I started putting it together and I started and I was like, it makes total sense. Sleep was a little better now because I was actually seeing the sun. So I kind of mentioned a couple of things there, but two things that you can do to better or to get better sunlight is watch sunrise. And a minimum of 30 seconds, really, you can do some change in 30 seconds. The more you expose it, the better. If you can expose your gut microbiome, like your stomach, even better. And then the other thing,
actually like the skin on your stomach.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. So the less clothes you can wear, yes, I'm promoting nudity, the better. Yes. There is something specific that will happen with direct. That means also with your eyes, no contacts, no glasses, no sunglasses, no hat, just literally go and stand and look east and you will get that. In fact, for females, well, also for males, where areolas will respond to UV light in a certain way. So if you can expose, what is it? Free the nipple or something. Isn't that what they used to say for a little bit? Something. I don't know when where I'm remembering that from. Maybe it was just the group that I was hanging out with a few years back, but we can bring him back now with being exposed to some sunrise at that point. It does do some magical stuff. And I think we call it magical because we can't see it, you know?
But to me, it's just how we were created. It's just how brilliant creation is. And that, you know, all of these gifts we're here for so many reasons, so many that we don't even know the benefit. I mean, we know that we feel a spiritual connection when we watch a sunrise or a sunset. We know that it's beautiful. We know so many things. And then when you think of all of the magical quotes with things that it's doing in the body, it's so cool.
Yeah, it is. And I'm glad that you say that because that was my second thing. And it is that you, because again, it's not just about the physical, it's also about the mental. And so watching sunrise and being forcing yourself to be outside in nature is a great way to be connected to all of it and to see what you have been given as a human to experience. And so grounding while being outside will also do other things too. But that connection with environment is also sunlight as information. So it's not just telling you, you know, it's sunny outside and all those things, but biologically it's telling you what time of the day, what time of the year, and all those things. But spiritually, it's also connecting you to your surroundings.
Awesome. So what if we have listeners from all over the world? What if they live in a really cold climate where they're for sure not going to have their areolas exposed? I'm having fun with this. But is there any benefit if you are looking out a window, or do you really need to be bundling up and going outside, do you feel?
Oh my gosh, your question is the best. Best question. This is an important one. And I know if you're out there and you're cold, like me, like I was in Indiana, and it's like, she's crazy. I'm not going out in the sunrise. There's no sun to see and any of that. Okay. I get it. But it is still important to do it because the lux or the amount of light that you are getting is telling your body what time of the year it is. And so it works with your metabolism and it works with your gut microbiome. Ideally, we're eating with the seasons, right? And so all of that gets connected. And this is a little bit of a layering, right? We're not going to start here. But if you are in a cold place, this is something that you can do. You can buy a light to expose you to the red light. So they have these sort of panels that you can use. I actually use like a belt because, as I've spoken about my lower back stenosis, so it's going to help. It helps with that. And I can walk around with it. And sometimes I will wear it on my stomach, on my microbiome when I'm outside if it's too cold. So there's things that you can do to do this. Some people would argue that if you're in a cold place and you're doing that, that's actually cold therapy. So to walk outside with very little clothing, even with your feet on cold ground, will help with that it's kind of like a cold exposure for that. So,
Oh,
you could play around with it.
interesting. And it will for sure wake you up. So,
It will wake you up. But it is important to note that, we are not seeing the rays, but our eyes are, and they are going through the clouds, even on a rainy day or anything like that. We still need to step outside. It's going to be a low lux number, but it still counts, and you should still go out. Regarding the windows, it's nice to see light, but right now the frequency that's coming in through my windows is not the right frequency because the glass is actually distorting the wavelength of it. So it's not the same, unfortunately. However, if you crack your window open a little bit, or you leave a door open somewhere, then that will make a difference.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And we could go into a whole thing about how
Yes.
toxic inside of our house is. And so just whenever you can get outside, so good. Okay, what about what
Exactly.
not to do or
Yeah, so
what to
two
do?
bad or two things that we're doing that are kind of going against our sunlight is information or how to use sunlight is information. The first one is that we're staring at our phones all day and all night. And if it's not our phone, it's our computers and all those things. So I personally will have my phone will be on red the whole day, unless I actually have to see color. And so I have it to where you tap three times and you can take sort of the color filters off, the red color filter. That's really a very important thing to do
So how
because
do you do that?
unfortunately, oh, we need to put a link for a little YouTube video or something where they show that. Maybe we can do that on the comments.
Okay,
Yeah,
sounds
on your visibility, on your settings or something. It's very simple to do. And I try to maintain it on the whole day on this so that I'm not telling myself that it is the middle of June at 12 o'clock, because that's literally what that light coming out is telling your body. So it's very confusing to our body to tell it that it's the middle of June all day, every day.
yep, and then we wonder why we have chronic anxiety and
Yeah, and again, it's things that we're not aware of, and we think it's not important or anything like that. So that for the phone, at least do that. And then the other thing that you can do, it relates to the phone as well, but also using the blue light blockers, the orange ones, as soon as sunset hits, go ahead and put those on. And that way you're protecting yourself from that evening one because a lot of times we don't make time to go see sunset. If you're like, I love sunset, now I'm gonna go
Oh,
walk out and watch sunset. Yes, is that you?
oh my, I am. You should see all of the sunsets on my phone of pictures.
Oh,
It
I
is
love that.
out of control.
Yeah, so they call watching sunset the Netflix barrier or something like that. So it allows you to expose yourself to a little bit of blue light and not have terrible side effects from it. There is a really good book about sleep, Sean Stevenson actually. And he talks about that there. But it's really beneficial to, have that red light at the end of the day. It kind of closes. So your middle of the life is, or the day is the middle, and then the bookends are sunrise and sunset for that matter. So really, really good to do that. We are not paying attention to how much we're in front of the blue light, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you do have one of those red light panels, when is the best time to be doing that then?
So again, now we need to look at what the purpose of using the red light would be for, right? So if you're like up north and you're not seeing the light, then you want to make sure that you're buying one that's giving you the right frequency to maybe produce even vitamin D in the middle of the day, but just red light beginning of the morning to make sure that you do. So at sunrise time would be a really great time, and at sunset time would be a really great time. You
Okay.
could do it in the middle of the day as well. But if you want to heal like skin issues, or if you're hurting with immunity, like when anybody starts feeling sick in my house, they get the red belt, the belt on their stomachs. Like microbiome gets a little extra red light today because we are not outside enough. We've had to come up with all these modalities for the simple reason that we're inside all of the time.
Yeah.
That's it. That's why. Otherwise, there's red light out right now. There's other lights as well, but I would get the same benefit on my stomach if I went out and exposed my stomach outside, sitting out there, than I would from this, belt that I bought. I gotta be working, so I'll put the belt on and I'll get the benefits of that.
Yeah. You know, I'm just thinking how much more I used to sit in my pool and work. I would go put my bathing suit on
Oh.
and I would just go sit on my little shelf. And I have my computer and my notebooks, everything that I'm doing right here, but I would do it outside. And I don't know why I've quit doing that. So I'm going to do that. And you and I need to go to the beach
Yes.
together.
Yes. Okay. I love all of these. I love them all. I try
Okay.
my best. I have a little lanai, and so there's shade, but I still get rays. And when the weather is right, see, I'm so spoiled. When the weather's right, I'll sit out there and work. Also, because my back, I'd rather be on a desk than, just sitting with the laptop here on my neck. But,
True. And my Adirondack chairs are not very good for the back, but I'll figure out
But
something.
you should, like, even if it's 20 minutes a day that you're working out, it's just very beneficial. I love having 20 minutes of sunlight outside a day. This morning, my youngest took his breakfast and had breakfast outside. And I was like, that's it. Like, my job is working. I'm doing the right thing because he's picking up on it and he knows that he can go outside at sunrise and get those things. And so I'm just like, good job, buddy.
Well, and I remember when the kids were little, I would pack our lunches and go to a park or go to the beach, and they would just eat such a great lunch. They would like eat everything. And so it probably has to do with that. So amazing.
Yeah,
We're meant to be outside. I
absolutely.
love
We are.
it. Okay, so our sleep to-dos and to-don'ts. To-don'ts. That's not words, but
Don't. I like
I like
that.
it too. You've already touched on some of them, but what would be the sleep to-dos? Seeing sunrise and sunset?
So that would definitely be one. And I want to make sure that I recap sleep and microbiome because. And your health, right? A lot of people think we just need to be rested and we just need sleep for that. But what really has to happen is that we have to have deep sleep in order for that to happen. And there are a few things that will prevent us doing that. And so if we are prevented from getting deep sleep, then the dishwasher doesn't run at night, and then we get plaque everywhere, including our brains. And so we want to make sure that those things are actually happening, that at the end of the night, you get to release a bunch of melatonin, not to put you to sleep. Melatonin is actually an antioxidant, and it's going to go in and it's going to replenish and heal your mitochondria. And that's where your energy comes from. So, basically, your body needs you to stop thinking and stop eating, and so that they can go and clean up the mess that you did all day from thinking and eating.
Love it.
So, in order to do that, two things that we are not doing is we are eating too late and at night, too close to bedtime. So we want to make sure that we're keeping that 3 hour minimum between when you eat and when you actually go to sleep. The other thing that we're not do or that we're doing that's affecting our sleep, in my opinion, is that we're not moving throughout the day. So we do need to make sure that we are moving. And why am I saying that? A lot of people are like, you want to be tired. Again, it's not about that. If you want the cleanup to happen at the end, you want to make sure your fluids are doing good. When we move, our lymphatic system, our blood vessels are going to work better. And so that is ultimately going to give you better sleep, better cleanup, better next day.
I love it. I love it.
Two things that you can do today to make it better would be to make sure that your room is dark. I again, light is information. So if you're receiving light, you're receiving information. So just stop it.
I love it.
So many people will sleep. They'll be like, "Oh, I turn the TV on, but it's on silent, or it's really, really low. I'm not hearing it." Don't do it. It's not. It's light. We don't just have photoreceptors in our eyes. We've been found to have photoreceptors in our skin.
Skin. Absolutely. Of course we do.
Yeah, so we don't want to do that. Don't have your TV on in your bedroom, and I would say that your sex life might be better without it. So just, if you're considering having a little bit better in that in your 40s, that would be a good thing to do.
Awesome.
And then the other thing that we can do is not drink coffee after 1 o'clock. Oh, don't hate me for that one.
Beach it, girl.
No caffeine. I mean, I don't would say even matcha or like high English teas or any of that stuff. Don't do any of it after 1 o'clock. It takes a long time for caffeine to get out of your system. So watch that. That will make a world of difference for your sleep.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, this was an amazing, amazing list. And you know, what I'm loving about it is that it's common sense. You teach how I learn, and I just feel like nature has so many solutions for us. So tune in tomorrow. We're going to wrap up the gut series, and we're also going to explain some exciting ways that you guys can get involved. So jump in tomorrow. Thanks, Erica.
Thank you.